This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio on this beautiful Likompo Friday. Happy Likompo Friday. We are the Capricorn Adventure. Thank you so much for taking your time to join me on this show. And as you know, man, it is time to rev it up for another ride on the Capricorn Adventure motoring experience. We are back with our resident motoring journalist. He goes by the name of Pashurin Naidu, who's always in the driver's seat when it comes to the latest cars. And this week, he's bringing us his first impressions of the all-new GWM P300 Bucky, from its head-turning looks to how it handles on the road. Plus, he'll take us inside the media launch of the Suzuki Desire, a compact sedan that continues, you know, to win over the e-hailing crowd as always. We'll wrap it up with a motoring tip of the week and a hot jam to kickstart the weekend. He's on the line right now. Welcome back, Pashurin. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic in yourself, King Dash. The fleet, but all good in the hood. How are you?
Oh, man, as you say, all good in the hood, brother. Thank you so much for taking your time to join me on the show. Really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure and a blessing. Thank you.
So, I mean, Pashurin, you've spent, you know, some time behind the wheel of the GWM P300. How does it drive? I mean, any, you know, standout impressions on the vehicle?
I always liked GWMA. Specifically, I remember driving the P500, which was a bit more bigger. This obviously is the P300, so it offers that sweet spot. I think they've refreshed it, they've given it a newer engine, a 2.4-liter turbo diesel motor. So I drove the middle grade, which is the sweet spot, so it has everything you want, but it also, it's not over the top in terms of pricing. I bought a good amount of power, about 135 kilowatts. 418 newton meters of torque, so it has enough, you know, gumption when you need it. It's well balanced, not too heavy, yet steady for, you know, practical loads and even some light off-roading. Even if you go for the 4x4 versions, mine was the 4x2. And the 9-speed transmission was nice, simple, but I did notice the car can be quite jerky, especially off takeoffs, and that's one thing I think they need to just give it some refinement there. Fuel efficiency is okay. I got about 8.6 liters per 100 kilometers for diesel. Overall, it's a practical yet refined daily driver, and I think it's a workhorse.
Oh, okay. Now, speaking of practical, Pashurin, design wise, what's your verdict? I mean, is it a Bucky that, you know, commands the attention of the masses?
You know, I think my favorite Bucky, to be honest with you, design-wise, will always be the Ranger, just because it looks quite charming, very very easy on the eye. The P300 definitely looks nice. It's tasteful. It's not ugly. It's not boring, per se. They've given it, you know, their own unique styling cues, which you can appreciate. And with this new updated P300 LT, it comes with a nice, fresh, chrome design. You'll notice that as well. And the restyled bumper, it just looks a bit more modern and sleek. And the wheel arches have also been tweaked, which gives a bit more some stance, a bit more muscle to it. It's sharper than before and just looks a lot more premium, especially with they've thrown in, obviously, LED headlamps. Most cars, modern cars these days have LED headlamps, which are nice. Back in the day, people used to fork out a lot of money, especially, well, even the German cars used to fork out a lot of money for LED headlights. So, styling upgrades are quite minimal, but it does lift the presence than ever before.
All right, now let's enter inside the cabin, man. How's the interior looking, you know, in terms of the comfort, the tech, you know, the practicality of it?
I think the Chinese manufacturers, in essence as well, they've definitely given the market, you know, a sense of more for less. And these days, I mean, I can see where consumers are jumping on board to other brands like Haval, and, you know, GWM is the mother brand of all those other sub-brands, you know, Haval, Chery. But the interior definitely is nice. I think leather trim or galore, heated seats, tech-wise, you get a nice entertainment system, 12.3-inch entertainment system, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto. It's nice. It works quite well. And you also get a digital cluster. But everything inside the cabin just feels quite well-built. Tone buttons you press all around. It feels very premium and very plush, which is what I like. It's not dated, especially Bucky's in the segment can feel sometimes a bit dated, like your traditional Subaru D-Max. They've given it some specialness to it, which is what you can appreciate. And yes, cabin-wise, 6 airbags, modern driver assistance features, all that good stuff jam-packed into this cabin.
All right. Now, it all boils down, you know, to price. So what are the racks looking like for the P300, and which rivals should it be worried about?
Okay, so the racks, hey? I think my unit is about 600,000 rand, while the 4x4 LT start at 649,000 rand, and the flagship LTD is about 700,000 rand. So this middle grade LT trim that I have is great value considering, you know, the warranty and updated powertrain. It does slot nicely between other rivals like the Ford Ranger XL and the Mahindra pickup. So I think it's definitely a tidy bucky. I think obviously consumers will have their favorites. But for what it is in this market, it's not bad. It's giving you a lot more. And if your budget is, if you can't stretch it any further, I would maybe give it a shot. But for now, I think just, I always stick to the traditional workhorses because I know, like your Susans or your Hiluxes, just because, you know, it's reputable. But it's not a bad option to entertain.
All right. Now, let's turn it down a bit. You know, you also checked out the Suzuki Desire at its media launch. Is it still, you know, the budget-friendly Uber favorite it's known to be?
Yes, actually, it is. They've really given it a bit more edge to it. Still economical, still reliability is on par and practical as well. And it doesn't look ugly. It looks quite nice. They've kind of given it a friendlier face, a nicer look. It looks a bit more aggressive, dare I say. It's prettier. Even it's a black wheel, and there's a GA and the GA Plus models, and not bad. We drove the 1.2 liter natural aspirated 5-speed manual, paired with the 5-speed manual in the launch, and that was nice. Eh? Economical as well. Convention really does sip fuel 4.5 liters to 5 liters, depending on how you drive. The jam packed as well. Both models offer, you know, 6 airbags, ABS, electric stability control. The list goes on and on. And inside, well-built, nice. They've given it cloth upholstery with cream color, so I don't know how that's going to age well in time. And it starts at 224,000 for the GA model, and the top spec is about with the CVT gearbox is about 266,000. So I think definitely if you're going to be an Uber driver, I think I had to even consider it myself if I ever decided to have a side gig. Why not buy one and then the family can use it as a little Uber business, and the pricing is really on par. So not that Suzuki. I was really impressed.
You know what? With the sounds of those improvements, Pershawin, it sounded like you were describing a female, you know, someone that was being, you know, taken from the dust, made into a sleigh queen with a bit of BBL on the side. You know what I mean?
It might get me into trouble there.
Before we wrap it up, Pershawin, man, hit us with the motoring term, man. Do not forget to bless us with the hot gem of the week.
Oh, thank you so much, Kimesh. So, using windshield sunshade even in winter. I know the cold front is upon us, so using the sunshade in general helps protect your dashboard and interior from cold damage and cracking caused by frost and temperature swings overnight. And plus, it can reduce frost buildup on your windshield, making your morning clearer, and, you know, just you a happier and better driver. But overall, let's go for the classic, The Motto by Drake featuring Lil Wayne.
Oh, man, thank you so much, Pershawin. Do have yourself a fantastic weekend ahead. Catch you again next week, Friday.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.